Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting program.
Woo!
Comes out of the comes out of the Pat McAfee Show Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby toe.
Bubba Gumpino. Looking great today.
Yeah, it's been a tough start to the day, but things have turned.
Okay, good, 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 yes. Good. Bruce!
What's going on?
What's going on today, bro?
It's Picks Friday.
The Knicks. Friday.
The Knicks destroyed an NBA champion last night.
Okay.
Life is good.
I'm fired up for you about the Knicks, Bruce.
Good.
Tell you what.
They're a good team.
They can do some damage.
Yep. Only thing that's really keeping me afloat, and by afloat, I mean fucking great, is NBA Moneyline Parlays.
Oh.
Last night, Jazz Celtics. Fucking bingo, bingo, bingo.
I had a four-team NHL parlay.
Oh!
That's the Moneyline Parlays are the key to success at this moment in time.
Okay.
Yeah, I fucked up.
What happened, Mitt?
Oh, Mitt. We're in the gym this morning.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I went 5-1 yesterday.
Yeah, Mitt goes had a 16 parlay, lost it on T-Wolves spread. I said T-Wolves were -3.5, Mitt. He goes, no, they were like 8.5. He looks, 3.5. Take the fucking money line, Mitt. It's a parlay.
I know.
Please.
We've had this fucking talk, and I took the fucking Sacramento Kings money line. They were
that
minus
was a good
two.
Game,
what
actually.
The fuck? Like, my dumb ass. I feel so bad. And
you live and you learn.
Yeah. Get them next time.
It's an opportunity to learn.
When you make a mistake, there are only three things to ever do about it.
Bruce.
You admit it, you learn from it, and you don't repeat it. That is a quote from Paul Bear Bryant.
Bingo.
Not the Paul Bear?
No.
I mean,
Paul Bear Bryant. Oh.
That's the Paul Bear I know.
Admit it, learn from it, and don't repeat.
Alabama great. Paul Bear Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Picks Friday, we will be picking.
Boom.
Championship weekend.
Yes. Boom.
NBA, NHL, college basketball.
Boom.
I don't love those two slates, to be honest with you.
College?
Yeah.
A couple bangers tonight.
More games.
More Big Ten action.
NHL
than
Friday.
Usual.
NHL Fridays just aren't really.
No. And that
they're not doing much.
A lines. We'll see.
What do you mean? You bet the Rags laying 170 and
not a fucking
they'll surely
count.
Lose.
But without further ado, let's get into championship weekend.
Yes.
Play the music.
Ba-ba-da.
Nailed it.
Now put up the graphic. You have a graphic?
No.
We've just been we've had so many graphics lately. I thought that we would. And that's on me.
I mean, I just kind of forgot. I could just turn around and grab it right now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll use my words to explain the situation. The Chiefs, who are the 3 seed,
yep,
are traveling to Baltimore, Maryland, who are the 1 seed.
M&T Bank.
M&T Bank Stadium. The number 1 seed home team, Baltimore Ravens, are 4-point favorites over the Kansas City Chiefs, and the total of that game is 44.5. It's played at 3 p.m. local time.
Mm-hmm.
3 p.m. Eastern.
Ray Lewis.
Ed Reed.
T-Pain.
Jonathan Ogden, I believe, is.
It would be pretty rude if Terrell Suggs is not invited.
Did you see
T-Sizzle?
Terrell Suggs was on the picture.
Did you see Tiesto first? Live DJ at the Super Bowl. DJ.
Yeah. Is it Tiesto?
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
It is Tiesto.
Okay.
He's going to say,
don't say what you're.
Put on your shoes.
Yes.
Do not say what you were about to say, Mitt.
Is that who it is?
No.
What?
Am I play it?
Mitt was about to say.
Am I play it?
About to, no.
All right. So, my picks for that game. Under 44.5. 44.5. 44.5. I like both defenses. I think both teams are going to try to run the ball. And the weather's a bit of a rainy, bit of a rain,
mm-hmm.
bit of a rain.
Bit of a sprinkly.
Bit of a sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Justice Hill. Over 49.5 rushing and receiving yards combined.
Wow.
Guy runs hard. He actually got more carries than Gus Edwards last week, I believe.
Yep, 66 yards and out-carried.
Yes.
He work hard for his money.
And he does work hard for money. And if you're going to throw a screen, it's going to be to Justice Hill.
Yes, sir.
Lamar Jackson, under 29.5 pass attempts.
Wow.
I think they're going to be able to run the ball with the weather and stuff like that. I don't think Lamar is going to throw it 30 times. Pacheco, over 14.5 carries. He's gone over 14.5 carries. I don't have the stat right in front of me, but, you know, Pacheco, he's healthy. He was back in practice today. He's gone over 14.5 carries. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the last 8 games. So,
yeah,
taking that. Yep. And then, as always, I will do each team to score 1 touchdown and 1 field goal in each half, plus 2,000.
What's for the whole weekend?
No, that's just for KC and Baltimore.
What say you, Gumpy?
Give me the Chiefs plus 4.
Okay. That's it.
I mean, if the Chiefs are going to win, Kelsey's going to have to score a tud. Pacheco's going to have to
score a tud. Can I interest you in a Gumpy sprinkle?
Mahomes, tud?
Mahomes and Lamar to score.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I need to see it. We've been down this road fucking so many times. I know the Chiefs haven't been the Chiefs this year, but it feels like they've found it right now, and I'm just going to have to see the Ravens do it. Is that dumb? Probably, because they've been unbelievable all year.
Yeah, but.
But I'm going down with the Chiefs ship.
Okay.
I hear you, and it does feel sacrilegious to fade a 4-point underdog, Patrick Mahomes, but yes. But alas, when you have a 6-2 against the spread NFL playoff record, you got to pick the sides. I'm laying it with the Ravens. I think that they jump on them. They attack them in the first half, build a lead, and then Mahomes slowly crawls back and eventually fails to fully complete the comeback. That's just how I see it going. Tony, I agree with you on the under 44.5. I think it will be a pretty grimy defensive affair. In the prop department, I'm taking OBJ 20+. I will also sprinkle on him to score. Just feels like one of those universe things that ends up taking place. I'm with you on the Justice Hill bullishness.
Okay.
I'm taking him over 33.5 just on the ground, but I also do concur with your combination there on the 50+. I will also play the Chiefs team total under 20.5. I think that they will max out at 17 against this Ravens defense. It's the best defense that they've played this season in general, and they've been playing banged up and or weak defenses throughout this stretch. And then Pacheco, anytime touchdown. They can't do any Mecole Hardman touchback
recreation. No. Cannot rule
they that probably dice. Will anyway.
Can't roll that dice.
Is Tony playing?
I believe so.
Yeah, so
Tony's in?
Yeah, he'll probably have a couple gadgets.
I could be wrong.
Then finally, I wasn't able to necessarily find this port per se, but maybe you out there can. This is probably a weekend wager, but a non-quarterback to throw a touchdown. Kelsey can sling it. Kadarius can sling it. OBJ can sling it. A lot of guys that aren't quarterbacks on the field on this 3 p.m. fixture specifically will sling it. And then I bet MCDC's got somewhere Skip is throwing a bomb.
Skip!
Yeah, they both ran that same tight end play, Laporta and Kittle.
Oh, there you go.
That might be the trick. I mean, that was the trickery.
But wasn't that back to the quarterback?
Was it back to the quarterback?
I feel like it was a pitch back to the quarterback, mm-hmm. and then they were slinging it. But anyway, I think really in the first game, because OBJ can throw the ball like 65 yards, and he hasn't uncorked one since he was like on the Giants, it feels like. So that's what I like there.
Okay.
Mate, what do you got?
I like the under. I'm going Travis Kelce touchdown again, plus 115. I just think that's too much value for him. And then I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson to score a touchdown and the Baltimore Ravens money line, plus 160. I'll probably end up buying the Ravens down to -3, -130, -135, around that price, and lay that as well. I think the Ravens are going to win this one and win this one pretty good, but like pretty handily. I think the team under of the Chiefs is probably a pretty good bet, but I also think the Chiefs defense is way better than any Chiefs defense we've seen in the last 5 years, so.
It's going to really come down to stopping the run and
stop the run.
Who's going to buck up and stop
playoff that football, run. Maybe. Playoff football.
There's a good chance neither team stops the run and this thing flies over.
Which quarterback converts the more third and 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chiefs. I think Chiefs have to get ahead.
Niners, Lions. We go out to Santa Clara. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be 70, and there's going to be no fucking wind. Niners are the one seed, and they are 7.5-point favorites, hosting the 3-seed Detroit Lions. And your total is 51.5. It'll blow your fucking minds.
Over?
I'm going to take the over 51.5 because it's going to be great conditions, because I love how each offense rolls, calls plays, how they set things up. Love that. I'm going to take Purdy over 274.5. It's a lot. But as Lombo pointed out so eloquently this week, they just gave up 319 to Baker, 357 to Stafford, 359 to who was the Vikings quarterback at the end of the year?
Oh, Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
Everybody will do that.
323 to Dak and 373 to Nick Mullins again. So that's 1, 2, 3.
CJGJ is the difference there.
4, 5, stop.
I'm just saying, because I agree, but I'm also...
CJGJ play last week?
Yeah, he did.
He did. How many yards did they give up?
319.
Okay, so we're okay. We're in the clear.
Did he play against the Rams?
No.
Okay. So... throw that, but that is 5 straight games over 300 yards of passing allowed. They haven't allowed a 100-yard, not to rusher. They haven't given up 100 yards rushing in 6 games. So they've been incredible against the run, terrible against the pass. So I'm going to go Purdy over 275.
What if they just only run empty and they just don't run the ball?
That'd be wild. That'd be stupid, but it'd be wild.
It'd be sick.
And then for that one as well, each team to score 1 touchdown and 1 field goal in each half plus 2,000. So if you notice, I have not taken a side today. I will not take a side in either game.
Soft.
I took the under and the over.
Soft.
Kittle 2 TDs.
Okay.
Shanahan at home in the playoffs, 5-0 straight up, 4-1 ATS. Is Debo going to start and finish the game?
He's definitely going to start it.
They're 12-1 straight up, 10-3 ATS when he starts and finishes. I don't know if that's going to happen. I know it's going to be nice in San Francisco. I understand. But when you look at when the Lions played outdoors in any weather, it has not been pretty.
Okay.
They're an indoor team for whatever reason. I don't know. There's a 13-point per game different when they're not indoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they probably practice inside and they play inside.
There's just something there. It might be wrong. I don't
know. There's never outside.
Just think I'm laying 7 with the Niners.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I too am laying, I'm going to buy it 6.5 cause I'm a prick like that. But, I just think that the passing attack is going to be very, very robust from the 49ers. I think that the monkey is off the back of Brock Purdy, and whatever, you know, kind of playoff yips may have been brewing there have probably subsided, as has obviously the weather. And then I also like the 49ers team total over 30.5. I think that they just push it over 30. The Lions put up a fight, taper off, and then my main man, my guy, my dog, CJGJ, to record an interception is 8-1. That's too high.
Okay.
Should be -200.
Mitt?
I mean, I guess my guy, my dog, my flyer is going to be Jahmyr Gibbs, 2+ touchdowns, plus 650. I love that for some reason. I don't know why.
No, I love it.
I just love it.
I like it.
They got to let him off the leash.
Yeah, dude. Let him run.
You can run against the Niners defense all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck's saying.
Yeah. So I think that the Detroit Lions are going to come in here and they're going to actually put up a pretty good fight. I love the 7.5. I'm going to lay a lot of money on the 7.5. And you know what? I'm going to end up fucking doing it. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on +270 Lions money line. Catch me outside. How about that? It. Let's go.
I don't hate it. I'm kind of jealous. Like the Lions do, like I've said it, they remind me of the 07 Giants. And this is going to be a fade that hurts, but I think it's necessary.
I just feel like the Lions would be skipping too many steps if they go to the Super Bowl this year.
Team of destiny. That's how it always happens.
I get good before you get
You know what I mean?
You don't.
Sometimes you don't, though. Just,
I think you do.
Sometimes.
And I think the Niners are the team to do it.
But when you're down in the fire and you're 1-6 and you're laying bricks, that is how you go from good to great really fast.
The Niners have been the team the last probably, 3 years, 4 years that has been the most talented on paper. Like, they should have won it last year. They should have won it the year before. You can make a case for that. Well, no, you really can't. Kind of 2 years before.
They almost beat the Rams. They were...
Let's hypothetical. If it's Chiefs Niners, what's the line there? Niners by two?
2.5.
Maybe three. Just that.
I mean, what would the Ravens line be then?
Ravens Niners?
The look ahead a while ago was 3.5, I believe.
For
Chiefs against
49ers. We have that?
I don't know if it's still up, but it was.
I can probably find it.
I have not seen it, but I don't know. I have a good feeling about this line.
I have it.
Let's go.
What do you got?
Niners are 1.5 favorite against the Ravens.
1.5?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ravens are 4.5 point favorites against the Lions. Niners are 3-point favorites against the Chiefs.
That's a soft three, though.
And the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites against the Lions.
Okay. That three won't hold.
Ravens are only 4 against the Lions?
Mm-hmm. 4.5.
That'll get steamed up.
Wow.
Chiefs are steam down.
Everyone will just look at the game earlier in the year. And
the Ravens
38-6.
Are...
Yeah. The Ravens, to make your point about the 49ers being the most talented on paper, it does feel like it is inevitable here that the 49ers and or the Ravens will win a Super Bowl at some point over the next 3 to 4 years. And maybe this year, obviously.
Maybe. We will see.
It's the world we're living.
No one has come close to touching this Ravens team in weeks.
Yeah. They lost last week.
Texans at halftime. And then...
Yeah, I mean, Texans were in the mix. It was 10-10.
And then number 8 said some cuss words, and it was over.
Yeah, that is what happened, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Let's move on. Good luck to everyone on the football pitch this weekend.
Come on.
Well, let's, real quick, Super Bowl exactas, anybody? I think the Ravens beat the 49ers and win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think the Ravens beat the Lions. Foxy cries, but he gets to celebrate a Super Bowl.
Well, not if they lose.
I'm still going down with the Niners ship.
I like it. Niners over the Ravens.
I mean, I said I had Niners start of the year. I was Niners.
Niners over the Chiefs. See, I think Patrick just beats them again.
He could. Very well could.
If it is Patrick, I think the
49ers. Don't forget that Peter Schrager has had Super Bowl winner, right? Like 10 years in a row.
Yes.
And he said the Chiefs. So
yeah. Something to think about.
All signs point to it.
5 years. So how many of those were the Chiefs? 3?
The guy is Nostradamus. Don't ask questions.
Like football guru.
Yeah. All right. I like the Thunder tonight.
Ooh. Yeah, what happened to that line? They were +2.5, now they're -1.
Yeah, I don't even care.
And what happened to Aston Villa's goal?
It appears to be wiped away by the waves of VAR, my friend.
I went through this whole NBA slate tonight.
I picked every single game.
You did?
Let's start with you.
Mavs Hawks, I didn't love.
Mavs money line.
Suns Pacers. I wanted to take the Pacers, but Halliburton's still out, right?
Yeah, Halliburton's still out.
So I'm not taking either.
Suns. Pacers are on a back-to-back. Just had a huge win. I'm expecting a big letdown spot. -4 Suns.
I got Suns Clippers money line parlay. Okay.
I wanted to take the Rockets, but they stink on the road. That one's against the Hornets.
I took the Charlotte Hornets +5.5, actually.
Clippers against the Raptors. I can't remember why I didn't take Clippers.
What is it? They got 8?
Yeah, it's at 8. I don't know why I took Toronto +8. Might have been the model.
Nice, the model.
Could have been the model.
Yeah, I think it was
Thunder Pelicans. I didn't love.
OKC money line.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're -1. They've been floating around -1.
Why were they +2.5 to begin with?
I don't know. I saw that this morning. Hopped on that immediately. Right now, it's at I think -1. So
Cavs Bucks. I like Cavs earlier in the week, but that didn't pan out right. And I still like Cavs, but I'm not going to bet it tonight because you know there's weird stuff going on with the Bucks. So
anyway. I think that the basketball gods are going to catch up to the Bucks tonight, and I'm betting Cleveland +5.5.
Wow.
And then Magic, Grizz, Blazers, Spurs, all those teams stink.
Let me see if I had Magic. No, I didn't have anything on the Magic. Oh, Blazers, Spurs. I'm taking San Antonio minus a 3.5. Both of these teams are really bad.
You'll take them on the money line and you will like it.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to be a parlay cooker. And minus 3.5's not been my number lately. So I'm going to take them on the money line. We'll see if they win. I don't know why I like this one.
Okay.
I think it's a national game. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember why I bet it.
The Thunder logic. The Pelicans scored like 140 some points last night and are terrible after they do that.
Is anybody sitting out?
Let's look.
No, I don't think so. Which one?
Pelicans. OKC.
I thought I looked at it earlier and there wasn't, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, Zion is questionable. Ooh. He's probably going to play.
That's it, yeah.
I'm going to get down on OKC as well.
I'm excited to see Chet and Zion square off. That's pretty cool.
Sure. Chet and Wemby going at it was awesome, all right?
It's like Earth versus Wind.
Bingo.
Sure.
Who's Wind?
Chet would win. Zion would be the beautiful Earth.
Yes. Tonight, NHL, what do you like? Anything?
I like the Rangers money line at home versus Vegas.
Oh boy.
Are you sure, lad?
I'm sure.
Okay.
This is the one.
They better.
Yeah,
like
I know. This is fucking season defining. This is close to end of the road territory. I think they get right tonight. I know the Avalanche are on a back-to-back, but the Kings cannot win at all. So I'll take the Avalanche minus 140 money line as well at home.
Okay. How do you feel about the Sabre?
I have Kent State money line versus Ohio.
Okay. Love it.
I like Michigan State catch 3.5 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, do we love it? So they played earlier. I think it was neutral site, and Wisconsin beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, this line just reeks like you should be on Michigan State side because Wisconsin just is way too obvious. I'm just spitballing here. I'll take Michigan State in the points. I think they're a lot better than they were at the start of the year. I like St. Joe's catching 2.5 at Bonnies.
Okay.
Whoa.
Are you on the Bonnies?
Yeah, I like the Bonnies.
All right. And then finish me off with Stanford catching 2.5 at Cal.
Okay.
Bunch of road dogs.
Howl! Howl! Howl!
Is that to the 40 grounds?
Here we go.
Still 0-0 in the square off between the Tottenham Hotspurs and
Man City. All four FA Cup matches right now are at 0-0. Saturday. This is in the FA Cup. I like Brighton money line versus Sheffield.
Okay.
I like Newcastle draw no bet versus Fulham.
Hot start.
I have a Leeds and Leicester money line parlay. Leeds is against Plymouth. Leicester versus Birmingham. Sunday in FA Cup, I got Wolverhampton money line versus West Brom. Where are we here? La Liga, Real Betis, draw no bet at Mallorca. Bundesliga, Wolfsburg, moneyline versus Cologne. Freiburg, draw no bet at Werder Bremen. RB Leipzig at Stuttgart. AC Milan, moneyline versus Bologna, who's been good, but it's a good price on AC Milan. Liga, I got Lille, moneyline at Montpellier. Sunday, I got Lens, moneyline at Toulouse. Strasbourg draw no bet at Clermont Foot.
Mm-hmm.
Le Havre draw no bet at FC Lorient. Sassuolo double chance at Monza. Inter Milan money line at Fiorentina. Napoli on a double chance at Lazio. Interesting there. And then Girona draw no bet at Celta Vigo. And Bilbao money line at Cadiz.
Thank you, Bilbao.
Rombo's team. Just knocked Barca out of the Copa del Rey.
Yikes.
Quick shout out to Dirty Mike and the Brain Trust 2-0 in the men's semifinal.
All on beating Joker.
Which is impressive. What we are fucking talking about. That's what we're looking for, baby. In the championship, however, Yannick Sinner, our boy, our sweet Italian.
Are you rolling with Skinner?
Prince. He's a $3 favorite. So he's minus 300 against Medvedev.
What's Medvedev?
He's plus 240, Medvedev.
Kind of almost half to take.
I was thinking he's
I do think that it is Sinner's time in the sun. Medvedev has had a much tougher path getting taken deep there by Zverev, the choke artist. And prior to that, in the quarterfinals, Medvedev was in a five-setter as well. I think that the only wager and this is not really a dirty Mike pick, but it's just I know that he agrees. The only wager is both players to win a set, yes, -180.
Okay.
I like that.
Medvedev will die slow.
Yeah, he won't go down without
a fight. Yeah, he's a slow dyer.
Yeah, yeah, they'll die.
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah.
Slow. Win a set and die slow.
Hopefully we get a 5-set masterpiece.
Yeah.
Was that 3 a.m. tip?
3:30 a.m.
Wasn't last year. It might have been last year. Who was it? Rafa and was it Joker? They went to 5? Because I remember watching it at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. If you get a nice, you'll be able to wake up and see the final, no problem.
See the ending.
So, yeah.
Also, I believe that they'll just re-air it at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, but that stinks.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you know what happens.
So, I guess you're right.
No, why are you watching reruns. Sports if you know what happens?
Because it's at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But you get up and you watch the U.S. Open. The Open.
The Aussie. Yeah.
Who's leading that? I saw your boy. Don't worry, Morikawa fell off, so don't be too...
Okay, cool. That's chill.
Yeah, don't be too upset about yourself there.
Stewart Cink missed the cut.
He's the only golfer I have my noties on for, so it's nice when you get the +5, +6 from Stewart Cink on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, the Jaeger bombs is in the lead.
Yeah, Colin missed the cut.
Morikawa?
Mm-hmm. Morikawa missed the cut, son.
Jeez.
Jaeger bombs is in the lead at 13 under, followed by Dietrich and Rye.
Who's live?
Who's the live bullet?
I'm looking right now.
Maybe Finau, maybe Cantlay.
If Finau wasn't one over on the day, I like to go off.
You have
Cantlay's one under on the day.
Yeah, but they're through three, so you know Tony could catch fire on the back, and then
Cantlay at +2,500.
Yeah, that plays. He had two bogeys on the front and three birdies, so that's actually what I love to look for is a little volatility. Maybe we can straighten it out.
They're all in the South course today. Okay. I don't have a live bull right now.
Who's around here?
It's Cantlay or it's...
Shoffley?
No.
Tony.
Is it not Shoffley?
Where's Shoffley?
Shoffley's 11th, 7 under.
Oh, yeah.
Could be him. I don't mind Shoffley.
He's been top 5 and like crazy.
Shoffley's +1,200.
He's not 11th.
Mm-mm.
He's 9th. There it is.
What?
It's T9.
He's T11. Because there's 5 tied at 6.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's my thoughts exactly when you came in with the 9th, Bruce.
He's 9th. Okay.
No, he's 11th.
Okay.
You're on Google. It's behind, dude.
Yeah, I think it might be.
No. It says live right here.
It's behind.
Is it right, boys?
Tony, I got some for you.
Okay, nice.
What time? Wait, Tony, I got something for you.
Oh, dude. What are you yesterday, doing? Man? What the fuck? Tony,
fuck. What, dude? Chill.
You crushed it yesterday.
You said, Tony, I got something
for you. What the fuck is
this? And then, Tony, I got something
for you. Championship weekend, Mitt.
Yeah, and guess what?
Fucking pulled together.
Two of these teams are going to live. Two of these teams are going to die.
And everyone's going to live.
No. Two of these teams, their season's going to fucking die, Bruce. This is fucking do or die time.
Yeah, their season will die.
Their season's going to fucking die. And guess what? When we're leaving, I can't guarantee that anybody in this world will be alive on Sunday. Quote Kyle Shanahan.
I like it. Was the win or we're leaving part of the quote?
I had something that I cooked up, and then you guys started talking fucking dumb tennis, and then actually the golf really threw me off. I'll just talk super fucking loud, Bruce. The tennis threw me off. Lost my train of thought. Didn't know where I was going to go with it. And then the golf was like...
You had it all, son.
I mean,
you had it all.
We could have had it all.
You can't let
what a performance yesterday. Let
outside factors come in. And
you had it all yesterday. Send us out championship weekend on a back-to-back.
All right.
Joe Tooney out.
No.
Told you.
No.
Told you.
Tooney's out.
They ruled him out.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing. Am I speaking English today? What the fuck is going
Pacheco
on?
Pacheco and Tony are questionable. Good luck.
God bless.
Done.